It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Let's welcome tonight's guest. When one of his audience members busts a gut, it's usually from appendicitis, comedian Joe Mackey. She packs heat while dispensing red meat. Townhall.com editor and Fox News contributor Katie Pavlich. He looks and sounds like a gram of weed. Comedian and founder of Western Razor Company, David Angelo. And like a proctologist office, old men also wait hours to see her. Yeah. New York Times bestselling author and Fox News contributor, Kat Tim.
When you want to keep crime at bay, but it just won't go away, it must be time for, if we can't beat 'em, join 'em. Yeah,
as thugs beat our asses, let's put on rose-colored glasses. After all, no matter how much we complain about crime, our liberal leaders just side with the slime. First up, Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar was carjacked at gunpoint while parking in Washington, D.C. Monday night. Yeah, he found parking. He got his car back a few hours later, but thieves had stolen his sushi out of it, which is, you know, another crime that will go unchallenged. At last check, cops are still looking for the perps. That should be easy, my bet. It's the guys they didn't arrest before. But should they be charged? Carjackings have increased more than 100% since 2022, which means fewer people might be driving. With fewer cars on the road, that means a reduced reliance on fossil fuels. So in a sense, carjackers are climate change heroes. Every person they kill is one less carbon footprint. Greta Thunberg should throw them a kegger. Meanwhile, in L.A., a new zero bail policy for nonviolent offenders is in effect. Of course, this will only incentivize more theft, like the smash and grab attacks you see every day. But why shouldn't more cities adopt cashless bail? Think of the advantages of having criminals among us as opposed to prisons. For one, consider the calories you burn running from them. You get in some great cardio and get home faster from work. And the constant fear increases your heart rate, so you get an aerobic workout just riding the train. Then in Portland, the public safety commissioner told people to only call 911 in a life and death emergency or crime in progress. So no more casual calls to 911 to report mere maimings. But I have to agree with him. Fewer 911 calls means more time for dispatchers and first responders to undergo diversity and equity training. That way they can ask for your pronouns instead of your address. And really, there's nothing worse than finding yourself misgendered on a wanted poster. Finally, that New York professor who threatened a reporter with a machete has avoided jail time. Shalene Rodriguez will instead have to undergo between 6 and 12 months of behavioral modification counseling, which is great news because it'll really help her at her new job at Benihana. Katie, so I've decided if you can't beat him, join him. Because, you know, we sit here at Fox and we talk about crime all the time. And it's like the other side of the coin, the Democrats choose to defend criminals because they can't be seen to agree with us. So what if we decide to be pro-crime?
It's like, I think we should. We should start committing crimes, too. You could have had that sweater for free. Mm-hmm. You don't have to worry about it. You just walk into Nordstrom, take it home. Nope, no problem.
Yeah, you're a sucker.
Yeah, we should all do the thing together. You know, go in and just steal a bunch of stuff and leave. But what grinds my gears about the D.C. thing especially is that Washington, D.C. is the nation's capital. You know, mm-hmm. If you want to live in California, in L.A., or in New York, or whatever, fine. But this is a place that belongs to all Americans, which is why it was great in 2020 when President Trump brought the National Guard in to stop the rioting and burning of the city, because people should be able to do that. But they continue to defend criminals. It's like they have a Venn diagram, mm-hmm. like, you know, the vice president. Mm-hmm. And they look at what is, you know, what's opposed. So, like, can't agree with Trump or Republicans, violent crime, those things can't mix, so therefore it just stays the same. And to them, it's worse to identify on behalf of Law and Order than it would be to just lock up these guys who are now carjacking Democrats in Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
So even, they make this weird choice.
Yeah, even when the hell comes to their house,
they're like, oh.
They're still defiant about it because there's too much of a sunk cost in hating Republicans and Trump. Let me guess, David, you're not that bothered by this issue. It's just crime.
You know, I haven't been paying attention the whole time. To be honest. No, you're right. You know, the crime thing, why is it criminals are like such a powerful voting block now?
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Like everything, people are bending over backwards to help criminals.
Yeah.
I can't get anything. You know, I've never asked for anything from the government.
Mm-mm.
And then, you know, the government, they're sitting around, hey, we got to do something. Let's make murder a misdemeanor. Who was asking for that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think what we got to do is to try to at least teach these people in the streets, whoever, the criminals, give them marksmanship classes, because you hear too much about the bystanders, the innocent bystanders.
Interesting point.
You know, teach them how to shoot, and then just at least they'll hit the person they're trying to kill.
You are a man of solutions. That is the worst idea I've ever heard. Somehow, I think you just came up with that on the spot, didn't you?
Yeah, you'd be surprised at how little prep went into that.
I'm not surprised at all. I'm here with stacks of paper. He walks in a cardigan and he's half asleep. Kat, of all of these things that we mentioned, which one strikes your fancy or outrage?
Well, I'm just, okay, so what is behavioral modification counseling?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that just therapy?
Yes.
That's why I go.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know what, we could do better.
Yeah, I mean, what would it be? It's like, don't wave machetes.
Well, that's literally what therapy is. It's how to modify your behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And, okay, going back to your brilliant point, David, actually, people were asking for criminal justice reform. I was one of those people. There were certain concerns like nonviolent drug crimes, people going to jail for that. There was people expressing that. And so D.C. is like, okay, so what you're saying is the jury's still out on the carjacking debate.
Yeah.
No! Nobody was saying that. And they're bungling the whole thing for everybody. Because I really think that we can all agree that carjacking, not good.
No, it's weird how it was predicted that that kind of reformation or whatever would bleed into other areas. They said, no. It's just nonviolent drug offenders, people who smoke some pot.
Well, it should.
It's not now. What, David?
Your slippery slope.
Oh,
I want up. You got a joint life in prison.
Wow.
You would say that.
Yes. Again, not thinking before he's speaking. David Angelo. Joe, have you ever called 911 when you're dying on stage?
No, Greg. There's no phones up there. It's club rules. But you move me, man.
Yeah.
You move me. It's not the crime, everyone. It's our outlook. Mm-hmm. On the crime. Like, for instance, like, all these murders make me appreciate all the time I spend with my loved ones, because you never know when they're going to get shot in the head.
Yeah. I actually think about that.
I do,
yes. I think about when I, like, if somebody I love is out, I hope they get home safely. Yeah. Because I never, I
you
think.
You do not.
Yes, I do.
You do not think about anybody at
all. Thinking about my dog right now.
Yeah,
home
there you
alone.
Go. That I believe.
Well, your dog is a high target.
No, it is. For
theft.
Little Frenchie.
For theft.
I see people stare at him, looking him up and down.
You got to get him
like
a gun.
Like a piece of meat. Yeah. No, you were kidding, but I agree.
No, I do think that, and I love the Portland 911 aspect, because it said a crime in progress or death is imminent. So if I call them up and I'm like, I got stabbed in the arm, and they're like, stabbed in the arm, past tense. And they're like, we're going to send police over to arrest you for calling 911.
Yes. It's incredible.
So how is it so expensive in these cities still? All this crime, Portland, they don't have police. Everyone's running wild. One bedroom is like $800,000. How much do these criminals make, for God's sake?
It's a great point. Again, from David Angelo. You know, you are going to get your own show on Fox. I just feel it.
Thank you. I appreciate it. You guys, your letter campaign has worked.
All right. Up next, she demands hotels remodel so the plus-sized can waddle. All right, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Precise, personal, powerful. It's America's weather team in the palm of your hands. Get Fox weather updates throughout your busy day, every day. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is this even real?
Sponsored by Metrical Meal Replacement Shakes.
A fat activist's latest fight? America's hallways are too tight. Yeah, plus-size influencer named Jaylene Chaney says hotels need to make their hallways bigger to accommodate obese people. It's one of many recommendations she posted to improve accessibility. Watch.
I'm on a mission to revolutionize the travel industry and make it a more accessible, accepting, accommodating place for all. Provide sturdy, wider chairs without armrests. Ensure beds with strong support and a higher weight capacity. Make elevators and hallways spacious to allow for easy movement of larger individuals and those utilizing mobility devices. Offer adjustable handheld shower heads and raised toilet seats for added accessibility. Offer larger beach and pool seating. Provide size-inclusive bathrobes. Display clear and accurate information on these amenities on hotel websites.
I like all of that, and I'm not fat. But it appears that while it's offensive to expect her to change her lifestyle, it's imperative that all of us change ours. Well, has it worked? So far, the only venue willing to accommodate her is SeaWorld. So, Kat, you have a weight problem. We've been talking about it.
I knew you were going to go to me first. I'm definitely the person the overweight community wants to hear from the most.
No, I think the overweight community would be disgusted by this, I think. I speak for them. A few times a year, I'm overweight. She would find it offensive if people told her to lose weight, but she's perfectly fine to have an entire society change for her.
Well, she's like, we matter just as everybody else. It's like, okay, but you seem to not understand that. Yeah. You seem to think you're the most important, because the way my favorite, right, was when she said, just widen the hallways.
Yeah, that's impossible.
Well, no, because here's the thing. Hallways are attached to ceilings and floors.
Right.
So you can't widen them, mm-hmm. at least without causing a mass casualty event.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. You have to widen the buildings.
She's like, I'm asking you to make some simple accommodations. Like, please demolish the building and rebuild it.
She thinks to enlarge a building is as easy as, like, just eating and eating and enlarging yourself.
There's plenty of things I would like, you know, like all clothing to have sleeves. Mm. Because my arms are very, like, is she okay looking? And sometimes I still like the outfit, and I just go for it, and then the arms are out there. Yeah. I'm not going to demand all clothes has sleeves just because my arms are disgusting.
This is a great point. What's your name again?
Joe.
So I'm basically agoraphobic. I have a fear of open spaces, and I'm a person of small stature. Shouldn't I demand smaller rooms and narrower hallways to make me feel better, Joe?
No, Greg, because that would be entitled, and it made me think that maybe at one point in the past, she was thin and beautiful to have developed such an entitled personality like that. But I also wrote some other one-liners, which I think you'll enjoy.
Gather around.
Greg, I'm guessing Comfort Suites isn't just her favorite hotel. Surprisingly, she didn't mention increasing the size of the fitness center. Let's stop there.
You know, sometimes it's just a relief to have a comedian prepare.
Yeah, that's unfair. He wrote in advance. That's unfair.
David, where do you stand on this? I mean, this is not about obese people. This is about somebody who feels entitled that society should change for her.
Look, when I talk about hotels, mm-hmm. item number one.
Yeah.
Breakfast. Can we get it past 7:30 in the morning?
Yeah. You know? She didn't even mention that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like you're on vacation. You're having the time of your life. And it's like, oh, you got to get up You got to be down here between 5 and 7.
Yeah.
If you want a box of Frosted Flakes.
Yeah.
I mean, what about my rights? I sleep. I am out all night.
Mm-hmm.
I need to wake up at the crack of noon.
Mm-hmm.
And go get a Continental.
Yeah. Do you know what else bothers me? You know, check in 1 o'clock, but checkout's at 11. Like, we lose 2 hours on that trade-off.
Exactly. You don't even get 24 hours out of your hotel stay.
No, that's wrong.
I should get a refund.
Yeah, he's like, you have to call for a late checkout. And then they act like they're doing you a favor.
We got it. What we got to do is find these criminals and have them figure out how we can steal hotel rooms.
Mm.
I know how to do that. You just cross the border.
Yeah. Yeah.
You just cross the border.
Yeah, there you go. There's your answer.
Wow, they had it. Everything's all worked out.
Well, she's criticizing all these industries. What do you think is next on her list? I mean, this could apply to every building on Earth.
Well, this chick better never go to Europe because they don't even give skinny people a full shower door there.
Yeah.
Or two towels or air conditioning or water. So just don't go there. But honestly, half the country is overweight, obese. So maybe it's a good business model to start building these spaces. I don't know. Maybe there's a market for it.
The obesity numbers are very interesting because sometimes
they're very large.
Yeah, but they're also they're deceptive. Like when you look at BMIs, it's like everybody's obese compared to the BMI. What's that called? Body mass index.
Body mass index.
Don't look at that. Yeah. Just go to the county fair.
Yeah.
I count as obese because of how heavy my muscles are. But can we make one more point about the Continental breakfast?
Yes.
While we're complaining about that? Usually they only have a 3-hour range, which makes it hard to go twice.
Yeah. And what is so Continental about it?
What's up with that? What's up with the Continental? I don't get it.
Oh, so silent.
I don't know. I mean, you're right. What is a continent?
Yeah.
You know, you go there, there's no continent.
No, there's none.
There's no reference to plate tectonics anywhere.
Not one.
What's the difference between a continental and an American breakfast?
Mm. Well, American breakfast, you'll have eggs. Continental, you might not have eggs.
It's just
You know,
bagel?
We should do a Fox Nation special on continental breakfast, hosted by Kat Timpf.
I wouldn't say no.
All right, we are out of time. Thanks to Joe Mackey, Katie Pavlich, David Angelo, Kat Timpf, our studio edits, Fox News, and I with dreamy Trace Gallagher is next. I'm Greg Gutfeld. I love you, America.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts. And Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.